Hello, is DJ Sadie Black there?
Yes, is this Mrs. Smith?
This is Mrs. Smith.
Oh, good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, me? I'm excited as well.
Okay. I have been, admittedly, watching your YouTube videos for a good week or so now. I'm pretty obsessed.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I wish there were more. But more are coming.
I was going to say, you have plenty of time.
Exactly.
Okay, so you have had kind of a social media beef with Kirk Hammett, and that's been going on, I don't know, about a year now. How did that whole thing kind of get started, especially for the people who have not watched your YouTube videos and are not familiar with kind of what's going on?
Yeah, so a little bit of exposition is what I'd explain is the guitar fandom on the Instagram and YouTube, it really is its own fantastic world. And it's got its talk shows and it's got its superstars and it has people, for instance, such as Kirk Hammett or Edward Van Halen, the big stars, you know, who were established back in the glory days of the guitar, and their stars on there. But then there are other people who came up on the internet, you know, so they never were on MTV, for instance, but they're famous because of the YouTube and because the fans of the guitar across the world can indulge in all this guitar playing on the internet. So I have been doing this for a while and enjoying the luxurious exchanges and playing my guitar and doing little gear reviews and doing little shows. And throughout, people have said, Mrs. Smith, you use the wah-wah pedal a bit much. Now, I should explain to the audience, the wah-wah pedal is that thing. It's not the whammy bar. It's not the whammy bar. It's a pedal on the floor, and you move it up and down, and it goes wah, wah, wah. And I have one here so I can give an example. Do you want to hear it?
I would love to, yes.
All right, hopefully this works. Hold on. Okay, here we go. This is my normal guitar. It gives that wah, 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 that waka chicka, waka chicka.
I love it.
And it's regarded as a bit of a crutch for the guitarist. Now, the fact is, the guitarist playing the wah, wah pedal generally enjoys using it more than the audience enjoys listening to it. And so I said, listen, I'm not going to stop. I'm enjoying this, and this musical career is about my satisfaction. And they said, well, you know, has anyone ever told you about Kirk Hammett and that he is considered in the world of guitar the number one abuser of the wah-wah pedal? And I went straight to Google, and boy, did I get angry.
Oh. Because he does use it a lot. He abuses it, as you call it.
He abuses the wah-wah pedal a great deal. I don't think he uses it a lot. I think he could use it more. And in fact, when I perform cover versions of his songs, I didn't even know I was doing his songs. I do a song with my band called One. By Metallica. And when I do his solo, I use a wah-wah pedal. And don't you know that when he does his own solo, he doesn't use a wah-wah pedal? And so I said, I've already won. I'm doing his solo, note by note, by the way, at replicating it. And I'm adding wah-wah, so I've won the competition. And I said, if there's any question about this, and I made this proclamation on a very well-regarded YouTube guitar talk show hosted by a gentleman named Mark Ignacy. I said, if there's any doubt, I challenge here now Kirk Hammett of Metallica of fame to a wah-off. And in the comments, Kirk Hammett, official account, not a fake, said challenge accepted. And there we go.
So he actually sent you a wah-wah pedal. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's a little bit like, what's in this wah-wah pedal? Is there a hidden microphone? Are my locations being tracked? Of course, he has recourse to a great deal of technology, and you know, because of his stature, I don't know what he could be doing. You know, there could be a camera in this wah-wah pedal. He could be watching my practicing with it. I do use it. I rather like it. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's not my favorite. It's not bad. And I think, you know, good on him. You know, good on him. He's really going places. I think Kirk Hammett has a bright future. He got Dunlop to make a wah-wah pedal for him. Hip, hip, hooray. And it was a little bit like, is this a Trojan horse? You know that story of the Trojan horse, like, how is he trying to control me or psych me out with his wah-wah pedal? I had it deconstructed and examined by my friend over at Google in New York. Oh. And I also had it blessed by 20 shamans. So it's clear, whatever dark energy he tried to put on it, and I know he, you know, I don't know if he's of the devil. I don't know about that with Metallica. I know some of them are.
Yeah.
If he's of the devil, it's been cleared. It's been cleared. He can't hurt me. He can't hurt me. And now I will use his own tool to destroy him.
So, yeah, you're coming here to Columbia, South Carolina, and you are going to have what you guys are calling the Crybaby Battle Royale, and it is a WAF.
It is a competition once and for all to figure out who is the number one abuser of the wah-wah pedal. Now, Kirk and I both, we love this pedal. We are devoted to it. I sleep with several of mine, and we're going to see. And I'll tell you, I'm here. I've got all of them lined up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not limited the way he is. He's got to use that only one that he has, that he designed. I'm not limited the way he is. And I'm working with technologists. I'm not going to spoil it all, but I'm working with technologists to unleash, unharness the power of the wah-wah even more than it ever has been. And I don't, and again, it's just not about not liking Kirk Hammett. I've done a deep dive on him, mm-hmm. and I think, what a great guy. What a really, really sweet guy. And boy, he can play that guitar like gangbusters. He seems to be doing well with his Metallica outfit.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a lot of really good stuff. And of course, I love their song. And I love his solo. I played in my own show. It spoke to me. So this is not about Kirk Hammett is a bad guy or my fans should swarm him. It's not about that at all. He seems like a really sweet, sweet kid, and I'm rooting for him. But, you know, sometimes you say, you know, I love this person, I adore this person, they're a great person, and I will destroy them.
All right, so what is your strategy going into the WAF? I know you said you have some technicians working. Are you going to be using more than one wah-wah pedal? Is that your strategy? Is there a song?
I don't want to give away the goat.
Okay,
but
okay.
I'm going to say Kirk Hammett, of course, has got brands up the wazoo, and he's got all the highfalutin gear, and he's got a crew of, you know, 20 guitar techs. And, God, you know, God bless you if you think that can help you here. You know, I'm just a crazy lady from the Upper East Side. You know, I'm not from the gutter because I have several homes.
Right.
But, you know, I'm coming up from the street, baby. I'm coming up from the dank clubs. You know, I've been slumming it. And so he might think all his fancy gear and guitar techs can save him. But I'm talking about raw spirit and also a degree. I mean, perhaps several untreated mental disorders on my own part. But yes, I'm harnessing the power of technology. I'm not going to say who, but a very large retailer has stepped forward and offered to create. I am in talks with such and such people. Guitars are being made, okay?
Okay.
Pickups configured, whammy bars greased, and I'm just saying, you know, he thinks he can get on stage and just do a little easygoing waka waka waka. He's got another thing coming.
I think my money is on you to win. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out on live radio. I'm putting my money on Mrs. Smith at this point. All right. What is your favorite song to shred? If you had to pick any song, if it was like, you know, up on stage, you got to play the only one, which one would you pick?
Oh, you ready? I can play a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. I would love
it. It has a Kirk Hammett connection. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's a wah-wah connection. Oh, Joe Satriani's Surfing with the Aliens.
I love it.
And I play it in my show, and you feel like you're flying. And he is indulging in the wah-wah through that whole song. He can't get his foot off of it. Almost as much as Kirk Hammett and almost as much as me, but none of them more than me. Now, interesting to note that Joe Satriani was Kirk Hammett's guitar teacher. Isn't that funny?
And
Joe Satriani is quoted complimenting me in an article in Rolling Stone. And I think that's just a really fun bit of triangulation that I'm doing. So I would say Joe Satriani surfing with the alien, which I'm happy to play with Kirk's band. If they want to learn it, I'm happy to play it. is a top-notch wah-wah song. But of course, the root of all wah-wah energy, the source, you know, when you're talking the source is Jimi Hendrix. It always goes back to Jimi, the original guitar hero. We would say, for the truth of the truth is that Robert Johnson is the template of the guitar hero, but Jimi, the modern guitar hero with his wah-wah pedal, playing Voodoo Child and ascending to such amazing heights of wah-wah with it. So I'd say it's a tie between those two. And I play both of those songs, and I love playing them.
Well, I hope that you get to play them when you're here in Columbia. I'm super excited for you to come. You're also doing a guitar clinic while you're here. Is that right? That's what I've heard.
Yes, I have my extreme psychosomatic guitar techniques clinic experience.
Okay.
And this is where I play my songs. I also do cover songs. And I discuss techniques. I discuss gear issues. People are always curious about the amplifier and the pedals and the this and that and the guitars and the pickups. And so I'll get into all of that. The wah-off is its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the guitar clinic, I'll be doing more of my own music and going in depth. And then people can ask questions. They're curious about their own guitar playing and how to advance and things like that. It was great fun.
I think a lot of people are going to be really interested in that. We'll make sure that everybody has the details on that. Mrs. Smith, thank you so, so much. I cannot wait to meet you and see this wall off. And that's going to be Sunday, March 8th, right here in Columbia at the Senate. And again, I'm so excited to meet you, and my money is all on you.
Thank you, baby. We're going to shred like crazy and wah our wah. It's going to be a blast. So come on out and check out the show. It's going to be great fun. And it really all is a celebration of the guitar and of this pedal that we all love so well.
Well, thank you. I am so excited.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.